Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the PPAP Automotive Limited Q1 FY23 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Abhishek Jain, Managing Director and CEO, PPAP Automotive Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you very much, Aman. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our quarter one financial year 2023 earnings call. My name is Abhishek Jain, and I'm the Managing Director and CEO of the company. Joining me on this call is Mr. Sachin Jain, who is the CFO of the company, along with the team from SGA, Mr. Akash, which is our investor relations advisor. I hope everyone has had a chance to go through our investor presentation, which includes the strategy for making the company and subsidiary companies stronger, resulting in higher growth going forward, along with financial performance for the quarter ended June 30, 2022. The fiscal year 2023 has begun as the dawn of the new beginning all over the world, as the effects of pandemic is receding and people are experiencing normalcy in the post-COVID era. The global economy is witnessing a paradigm shift in terms of macroeconomic factors such as elevated crude oil prices, inflationary pressures in other commodities, interest rates, et cetera. On the industry front, the automobile sector has shown resilience despite multiple headwinds in the economy. We are witnessing a healthy demand scenario in passenger and commercial vehicles on the back of pent-up demand and replacement demand. The passenger vehicle segment has grown by 33% between April and July against the same period last year. The electric vehicle segment is also growing at a promising rate. By 2030, it is estimated that 30% of the overall industry volume of 10 million units may be attributed to EVs led by two and three-wheelers, with passenger vehicles contributing 5% of it. India is expected to feature among the top 10 EV markets globally. The Indian auto component industry is in a sweet spot and will grow on account of increase in value, vehicle production and exports. There has been a significant thrust by the government in terms of battery swapping policy, PLI scheme, promoting semiconductor manufacturing in India. Auto component industry is expected to see 9%-11% of its revenue coming from electric vehicles by 2027 amid increasing electrification. We are pleased to share that in this quarter, we have emphasized a scheme which is called PPAP Employee Stock Option Plan 2022 to reward the employees of the company, including the subsidiaries, associates, and JV companies, subject to the approval of shareholders. The group continues to grow strong in its core businesses as well as the new initiatives which were launched in the past 2 years. Now, I would like to take you through all the new initiatives and the new businesses that we have been doing in the last 2 years and where we are today. The core business of the company, which is the automotive parts. In the automotive segment, we have been proactively scouting for new customers and increasing our wallet share in the existing models. During the quarter, the company began supplying its product range to newly launched vehicles of Maruti Suzuki Brezza and Honda's City Hybrid. We are developing approximately 400+ parts for our customers which will be in production in the next 2 years. As you know that our automotive parts business is engine agnostic. So apart from IC engine, we are also now developing parts for the passenger vehicle, electric vehicles. We are currently in process of developing parts for 3 models which are going to be launched by our customers. In the aftermarket initiative, our aftermarket segment focuses on development and sale of parts and accessories and is done through a 100% subsidiary called Elpis Components and Distributors Private Limited. In the quarter, we've been able to increase our product offerings to 350 plus as spare parts and 50 plus for accessories. We have also been able to increase our presence to 90 dealers spread across 35 cities across India. The third vertical for the company growth is the PAIL container business. This business was born out of identification of products for which we can utilize spare capacity of our injection molding machines. We have started supplying these containers to agriculture-based industries. Now we have almost 10 different type of products to offer, and we are expanding to adhesive, paints and FMCG and lubricant industries. The fourth focus for our growth is the commercial tool room, which can design and develop molds of up to size 1.8 meters based on injection molding, plastic injection molding technology. This vertical can manufacture 80 plus molds per year. This division manufactures molds for our automotive part business as well as for customers in other automotive segment, white goods and medical segments. Due to global logistic problems, we are seeing a lot of traction in this vertical from customers from all segments including white goods, electrical goods, medical goods, etc. Most of the companies who are buying exclusively from China have changed their policy to China plus one, and that is why this business is emerging as a huge opportunity for the group. The EV segment is the new world order for everyone globally. EPAP forayed into the manufacturing of EV components for electric cycles, two-wheelers and three-wheeler applications. We manufacture battery packs for all these applications. We've already established 3 assembly lines, making our capacity of 60,000 packs per year. The focus on development of battery pack for storage applications like solar streetlight, mobile tower, energy storage solution is also in place. As I was telling you earlier, apart from focusing on electric cycles, two-wheelers and three-wheelers, we are also getting a lot of business from passenger vehicles for our existing product range of automotive parts, and we are developing we've got three projects for our customers which will be launched soon for another 2 years. Now let me throw some light on the financial performance and key developments for quarter one financial year 23. For standalone PPAP, revenue grew by 47.8% from 78.6 crores to 116.3 crores in quarter one financial year 23 compared to year-on-year basis. The company clocked higher sales during the quarter under review and improved capacity utilization, which has resulted into an EBITDA margin growth of 255.5% to rupees 12.5 crores in the quarter. EBITDA margin has witnessed a sharp uptick from 4.5% in quarter 1 financial year 22 to 10.7% in quarter 1 financial year 23. 93% of this revenue is derived from sale of parts, whereas balance is derived from sale of tools and others. Maruti Suzuki continues to be the largest customer of PPAP, and Maruti Suzuki and Suzuki Motor Gujarat put together contribute about 50% of the total revenues. During this quarter, we received some appreciation from our customer as well. We received the delivery awards from Toyota for meeting all their delivery requirements and were also awarded timely delivery from Sumemiya Corporation, which is a Japanese company, for our good quality and good supply of tools from our commercial tool room division. During this quarter, the capacity utilization stood at 72%. We will continue to improve our capacity utilization going forward and achieve operational efficiencies. In this quarter, we are also witnessing the commodity prices are also losing steam. So with higher utilization and with commodity prices losing steam, PPAP should be in much better position than what it is today. For consolidated PPAP, we reported a revenue growth of 56.5% from 78.8 crores to 123.2 crores year on year. EBITDA increased from 2.5 crores to 13 crores and the EBITDA margin stood at 10.6% in the first quarter. Just to summarize, the five business segments will act as growth levers for the company. The semiconductor issue, which has been triggering the growth of the automotive industry, is easing out now, and sooner than later, things should become back to complete normalcy. The China Plus One strategy is evident, and India is well placed to reap the benefits occurring from that opportunity. The commodity prices are steadily losing steam. The capex plans of auto ancillaries are aligned with that of OEMs will drive the demand over the next few years. We are excited to be part of the manufacturing space in the country, and PPAP is at a cusp of spectacular growth journey going ahead. Thank you for your kind listening. We will be more than happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Thank you.
Aman, over to you for moderating the question answer session, please.
Thank you, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may please press star and one. First question is from the line of Piyush Jain from Hansraj Virendra Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Very good afternoon and congratulations for a good set of numbers. So my first question is on, you have announced the ESOP 2022 plan. Can you just elaborate more in terms of detailing how long this is going to last and what the P&L impact it would be having?
Thank you, Piyush, for the question. So the scheme is broadly framed considering the next 5-year requirement of the company. And overall limit which we have kept is around 5%. So the grant decision which was taken by the compensation committee based on the recommendation of the management time to time, considering the company requirement and the individual profile of the employees whom we are going to give those employee stock options.
So if I understood correctly, we are saying 5% of the total outstanding share capital that we have.
Yes.
And is that front-loaded, or means the first year would be having the higher effect, or means I'm just trying to figure out the P&L, exact P&L impact that it would be having on a company in the next 5 years?
Currently it is difficult to disclose the initial loan because this would be finalized based on the internal discussion and after the recommendation of the compensation committee. And as already mentioned, that the scheme is subject to the approval of the shareholder. Post that would be in better position in Q2 to inform that how much would be the initial load of capital or expense side on the P&L.
Okay, yeah, fair enough, sure. Okay. So my second question is on the new segment, like other than the plastic excursions that we are having. So let's say in the next 3 to 5 years, how much percentage of our revenue we see with respect to the revenue split between the old business and the new business, which we have entered into the last 1 or 2 years?
So we are looking to have at least 25% of business from these new initiatives which we have taken in the last 2 years.
Okay, and the margin profile would be higher on this business comparative to the existing business, or it would be in line with the existing business itself?
So it depends on the business. So the tooling side, it would be a bit higher. Aftermarket side, it would be better. And EV component is more related to the automotive industry, so it would be in line with the current margin structure of the company.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. That's all from my side. And all the best.
Thank you. Any participants who wish to ask a question at this time, they may please press star and one. Our next question is in the line of Arjuna Shah from Shah Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you for this opportunity, sir. So if you could just throw some light on how the aftermarket segment has been performing, and also what would be your EBITDA margins in the segment, sir?
Aftermarket, last year we clocked a sale of around 10 crores.
Sure.
And that was the almost like the first full year of operations. So
Okay. Going
forward, because the base is very small, so we expect that we should be doubling the sales at least for the next 2 to 3 years every year.
Right. Sure, sir. Sure.
Margin side, currently because the sales are kind of low, so the margin is somewhere between 7 to 8%. But we expect that when we achieve this critical mass, then we should be able to improve the margins in aftermarket business as well.
So, sir, how big would, you know, our EV business be? And if you could tell us how it is shaping up, are we adding customers in this vertical?
The EV business, first of all, we are present across all the segments. So passenger vehicle side, whatever product range we make for the IC engine, all those parts can be made for the electric vehicle as well. So as you know, MG has already launched this ZS EV, and Tata already has Nexon EV. So both of them, we supply parts both these models. And one more customer, I'm not at liberty to name him, but they are planning to have to launch a big EV in the next 2 years. So we already have a business for that model, and we're developing almost 20 odd parts for them. For the battery side, our focus is on two-wheelers and three-wheelers primarily, along with providing storage solutions for solar application and all that. And in that segment, we have 4 to 5 customers already who are doing business with us. And about 10 odd products are under development with potential customers.
All right. Sure, sir. That was very helpful. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Saral Seth from Insec Securities and Finance Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thanks a lot for taking my question, and congratulations for a good set of numbers. Sir, my first question is, as we've highlighted in our press release, that we are venturing into Honda Hybrid and Brezza. So how is the traction there, sir? And with these higher premium cars, are we seeing an increase in our realizations? So I'm trying to understand, are we benefiting from the premiumization of Indian passenger vehicle market?
See, these are two models which have been launched by our customers during this quarter. So the reason to name them was to give you a sense that new model launches, PPAP is present in it or not. Your second question regarding premiumization, of course, it will benefit us because specification of our products change when you get into a premium kind of a product, premium segment vehicle. So that results in increase in sales also and somewhat increase in margins as well, just because the price is higher. And price is higher not just because it's a premium model, but the basic specifications of that product is different. For example, in a low-end vehicle, you see only black strips on the door of the vehicle. But when you get into a premium vehicle, you see a stainless steel type of finish or a black, bright type of finish or different kind of finishes. So that is what drives the premiumization of our products. The specifications change.
Understood, sir. And all your key customers like Maruti, Honda and Tata have been continuously guiding for increased production amid better outlook and easing chip shortages. So are we prepared to handle such kind of increase in production, and where do we stand in terms of capacity utilizations currently?
As I explained, so first quarter our capacity utilization was about 72%. So whatever customer is projecting us to deliver, we are completely ready to give all those supplies to them. We are completely geared up.
Okay. And what are our CapEx plans for FY23?
Sir, for this year, we are looking to add around 35 to 40 crores in this year.
Would that include maintenance as well, or the maintenance is separate?
Yes, it including the maintenance, replacement and improvement CapEx also.
Okay, sir. Our gross margins have improved sequentially in a very high rising input cost environment, while others have shown a sharp decline. So what is the reason for that, sir?
Basically, there are two, three reasons. One is the better capacity utilization in this quarter we have, if we compare with the Q1. And also on the some commodity side, there are some, you can say, the cooling of the prices in after mid-May. So there are some effect of that also.
Okay, sir, if I carefully look at your numbers, our depreciation remains to be extremely high, which is impacting our bottom line, though on the profitability EBITDA front, we are doing extremely well. But when it trickles down to the profitability PAT level, our depreciation is, impacting our PAT, I feel so. So do you feel so, or any color on that, whether it's because of continuous CAPEX, CAPEX intensive nature of the business?
Yeah, one is the nature of the business is capital intensive, and in the last 2 to 3 years since we are expanding ourselves in the new venue like commercial tourism we have started, and we also expanded ourselves in Gujarat and Chennai area near to the customers, so we have to create facility and do some expansion in that part. So more or less the expansion side we have completed. Now the CAPEX will be more on the balance equipment side, maintenance, replacement, CAPEX side. And going forward, as the capacity utilization would improve, then automatically if you say the current percentage is around 7%, it will be come down correspondingly in terms of increase of the higher revenue and the better utilization of our assets.
And sir, what is our asset turnover in this business, sir? Extrusion and automotive sealing, sir?
Current ATR, you are talking about the current ATR?
For this part? Broader
it is almost one in this part.
One time. So it is actually capex intensive, sir.
Yeah.
Sir, what is interesting to see that you've been increasing business with Nissan in other segment also. Can you throw more color on others? Because now that is big segment or big portion of the entire mix. Is it tooling? I think tooling also goes into this, sir.
Sorry, we didn't understand your question. Can you please repeat it once again?
Yeah, so what I'm asking is the other segment has now become 22% of your business. So what is driving the others segment? And is tooling part of others?
22%?
We didn't understand. What is this 22% you're talking about?
Yeah, so I'm asking in the entire customer contribution as on FY22, others form around 22% of your total revenue mix. Others segment.
In FY22?
Yeah, yeah. So Maruti, SMG, Honda, Tata, Nissan, and then we have the others, which is a big...
Yeah, others includes Volkswagen, TKML, Hyundai, MGI, two-wheeler segment also. So they mentioned a broad customer mix. So if you see the others would be 3 to 4% only.
Okay, so with that, can we, is it fair to assume that the dependency on Maruti and Honda is reducing and it is expected to go down further, or that's not the case?
See, with Maruti and Honda, at one point of time, 65% was Maruti for us. Then somehow we changed it to about 40% came to Honda. But now both of these customers are, like Maruti and SMG put together, they are down by about 50%. Honda, which used to be about 40% of our business, is now down to almost 20%. So we are very aware of this fact about being dependent on any one customer for too much business. And we are continuously focusing on developing other customers. Like Volkswagen we started about 2 years back. So now Volkswagen contributes almost 3% to our sales. Toyota, again, it contributes 4%. MG, which is a fairly new customer in the Indian market, they also contribute around 4%. Hyundai and Kia put together, still it is slightly low. They should be much higher, but they are also contributing about 4%. So all these customers put together, we are able to continuously reduce our dependence on Maruti, Suzuki and Honda. But Maruti, Suzuki, because it is the major player in the automotive passenger vehicle industry, so it will always be a dominant player for any passenger vehicle component maker who wants to do business in India.
Thanks, sir. That was a very detailed answer. Sir, what would be our market share, broad market share in our core segments?
If you look at the plastic sealing system, overall we should have a market share of 85% plus if you look at the total market. Customer-wise, I think Maruti is the only customer where we have some competition. Apart from that, in plastic sealing, whether it's Honda, whether it's Tata, whether it's MG or Toyota or Skoda, Volkswagen, now we have 100% market share in whatever we supply to them. Hyundai and Kia would be about, I would say, still about 20% because we're still making inroads with them and they already have a Korean supplier who we have to compete and collaborate both with.
Understood, sir. And what is your guidance for FY23-24 or next 2 years? Where do we see our revenue and profitability going, sir, if you want to give any long-term guidance?
Yeah, I've been mentioning about it. See, industry-wise, I think this year we should be hitting the maximum number of production ever for passenger vehicles. So I think industry-wise, there's no problem in future growth. And for the bottom line, as I was mentioning in earlier as well, now these commodity prices, which were at a lifetime high, which went unprecedented high, they've started softening. So we've started seeing that effect coming in June. Every month, these prices are getting better. So we don't see any particular problem in top line or bottom line going forward.
Sure, sir. That was very insightful. I'll fall back in queue, sir.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of VP Rajesh from Banyan Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. Most of my questions have been answered, but just two that are remaining. One, what is the capital employed in the new business aside from the two division? So the other three businesses, aftermarket, the EV component, and the plastic.
Your voice is not very clear. Can you please repeat it?
Is it better now?
Not really. Maybe a little bit further.
Okay, how about now? Hello?
Okay, you can go ahead. We'll try to understand it.
Yeah, what I was asking Abhishek is that what is the capital employed in the three new businesses, your aftermarket, your EV business, and the plastic gums business?
Plastic? Sorry, what was the last one?
Mr. Rajesh, I wish to move the handset closer to you, so maybe you'll be audible clearly.
Yeah, the third new division that you have started in the last 2 years, in all these three divisions, what is the total capital employed?
Okay,
so for the aftermarket side, because it's more or less on the trading activities there, so on the company side, we have just invested around 50 lakhs in that, and there is no loans in that company. So that company is surviving it at own. And the EV component side, up to June end, the overall capital employed is around 47 crores in that segment because of the capex and the inventory requirement in that company. And PAL container, because this is the more or less part of the PPP is business, so at that segment, the capital employed is around 3.5 crores.
Okay. And then this EV business where we have deployed 47 crores,
yes.
What is the kind of revenue and EBITDA you see in, let's say, 3 years down the line?
So on the 3 years down the line, I think EBITDA would be in the double digit in that segment also. And the revenue, we are expecting more than 100 crores.
And to get to that 100 crores, will you need to deploy more capital, or on this 47 you can produce?
We will manage with that, and gradually it will reduce when the business will stabilize, the inventory level will come down, so automatically it will reduce.
Okay, wonderful. And then my other question was that if you go a few years back, you were showing around 18-19% EBITDA margin, and majority of that was because your gross margin was very heavy back then. And if you look at last year's number, there is a big delta in the gross margin. So the question is that now that the commodity prices are coming down, your capacity utilization is going up, when do you think you can get back to the same kind of gross margin and EBITDA margins in the core business?
I think you should be seeing some sort of movement from quarter three onwards.
Okay.
I think it will take us this quarter as well, quarter two, for all these commodity prices to settle down and to getting to start a reflection on the financial books and all. So quarter three should be the full quarter where we can expect higher EBITDA margins coming through.
So Abhishek, when you say higher EBITDA margins, what is the number you have in mind? Like are we talking high teens the way you were earlier, or will it be mid-teens first? Just trying to get a
in the mid-teen level, because the higher teen, I think the current environment does not suit, you can say, the prices and the competition and other things also there. So it would be very difficult to reach again that level. But on the long term, our internal target to have the mid-teen numbers on the better side.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Nitin Gandhi from KIFS Trade Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking the question. I just would like to know with this year, where do we see our capacity utilization inching up? Will it be able to make it based on your order profile, what you have right now? Will we be at least crossing 80-82%?
Quarter one, we saw this capacity utilization at 72%.
Yeah.
And based on the projections which have been given by the customer, I think this should increase to about 85% in this year.
Okay. So that means for a year at least we'll be above 75-78 levels, between around that point.
Yeah, on full year basis, we should be able to reach that.
Okay. And what about next year?
Next year also, I think current customers, they have, I think they have good projections in place. So, actually in automotive business, we generally try to maintain capacity utilization to a peak of 85%, because there are certain peaks and valleys also. So maybe if the projections are more, then we may add some balancing equipment to our capacity.
About to be. So you preempted that. So that means somewhere around 4 quarters down the line, you have to start thinking for those drawing sets, right?
I think quarter three, we should be able to have visibility, because that is when customer starts giving us some plans for next year, model by model and part by part. So right. Then we can take a better call on what is required to be done for next year onwards. That's the nature of the automotive part business.
Right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Raj Joshi from Ace Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good afternoon. Sir, what is the estimated capex over the next couple of years? And do we intend to set up any new facility?
As we mentioned earlier also that it would be more in line with the OEM requirement. So we will be expending more on the balancing equipment side in future years, which would be linked directly linked with the OEM requirement. And about creating the facility, as of now, we have created the facility on the each zone, north, south, west, everywhere. So for the next 2 years, we are not looking to add facility per se, but if there is any such requirement or a big requirement is comes up from the customer side, then we will definitely look forward to have the facility near to the customer.
Okay.
In the last 1 year, we've expanded our Gujarat plant also and our Chennai plant also. So we think that for the next 2 years, this should be enough for meeting customer requirements. But in case we get some other new project or new something, then of course this requirement will change. But as of now, we don't intend to add any new plant. Only we need to invest in some balancing equipment, and focus basically is on increasing the utilization of all the investments that were made in the last 2 years.
Okay. And that our interest cost has increased in Q1 FY22, against QOQ and YOY as well. Then what is the level of debt to equity ratio you are comfortable with?
Current debt equity ratio is about 0.3. So I think we are quite comfortable with this type of ratio. We don't intend to increase it to a much higher level. But remaining around 0.3 is quite comfortable for us.
Okay, sir. Thank you. That's it from my end.
Thank you. A reminder to our participants, please press star and one if you wish to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Amar Surwase, as an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, what will be the effective tax rate for FY23?
Sorry?
Effective tax
rate. We are, effective tax rate is 25, the base rate of 22% we have adopted, and we are following the same.
25%?
22% plus the taxes and surcharges. So effective tax rate is around 25.17%.
Okay. And sir, one more thing. I mean, as we can see that the commodity price are falling. So could we expect our EBITDA margin go back to, let's say, 12 to 14% level in FY23?
Yes, of course.
Okay, fine.
Thank you. A reminder to our participants, please press star and one if you wish to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Abhishek Jain for closing comments. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Aman. I thank everyone for taking time out of their busy schedules to attend this conference call today. Please feel free to approach us with any questions that you may have. We will be more than happy to show you around our existing facilities that we have created to service the customer. I thank SGA Advisors for organizing this call. Last but not the least, a big thank you to the team at PPAP for supporting this call. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of PPAP Automotive Limited, that concludes today's call. Thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.